Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on January 8th. It was a major milestone in LGBTQ history. On this day in 1978, Harvey Milk, the first openly gay elected official in U.S. history, took his place on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Milk, a longtime activist and leader of San Francisco's LGBTQ community, was the most visible openly gay politician in the country. Milk's service, however, was short-lived. After 11 months as a supervisor, Milk was assassinated at City Hall, along with San Francisco's mayor, by a disgruntled former supervisor who had been the only one to vote against a civil rights bill supported by Milk. Mourning and riots throughout San Francisco followed news of the assassinations and the perpetrator's subsequent conviction for manslaughter rather than murder. Also on this day in history, in 1815, the Battle of New Orleans took place, even though the War of 1812 had actually ended several weeks earlier. And in 1946, Elvis Presley received his first guitar. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Spoken Layer.